Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks. Taking a look here at high school basketball action for you from Friday night. And starting on the girls' side, it was Kemper Catholic winning over Atlantic. A game played at Atlantic High School. Kemper wins it 68-24. Adair Casey over Cam 59-37. Arweva tops Logan Magnolia 71-28. Bedford over Mount Air 40-26. Carroll beats Sadell 78-28. It was Clark 62-51 over Eddyville Blakesburg. It was Denison Schleswig, a 53-51 winner over Harlan. Essex top Clorinda Academy 85-30. Exira EHK gets past Peyton Sherdan 66-16. I-35 56-51 over Wayne. It was Iowa Christian Academy beating Orient Maxburg 58-38. Missouri Valley tops AHST 59-39. Mormon Trail defeats Murray by a score of 41-30. Nottoway Valley over Corning 66-59 in overtime. It was Old Port Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove, a big win over Lawton Bronson 65-48. Trainer was a 51-24 winner over Griswold in girls hoops. Underwood tops Riverside 45-35. Also, Walnut shot past East Green 49-39 in overtime. It was Winterset beating Dallas Center Grimes 53-47. In boys basketball action on Friday night, it was Atlantic going on the road to Carroll to take on Kemper Catholic, and an exciting game it was. Came down to the wire as Kemper Catholic hit some free throws late to tie up the basketball game. Just about 18 seconds left in the game. Atlantic came down the floor, set up in their offense, a little bit of a drive by Gunnar Bloom, and then a dish off to Dalton Franken, who hit the game-winning basket as time expired, and the Trojans pull off the victory by a score of 59-57 in that exciting basketball game last night in Carroll. Also, AHST defeated Missouri Valley 66-52. It was ADM 74-58 over Bondurant Farrar. Adair Casey 49-40 over Cam. Carroll tops Sadell 67-27. Corinda 58-39 over Red Oak. Creston topped Glenwood 61-54. Des Moines Christian was a 91-53 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. East Mills gets by Sydney 53-38. It was Eddyville Blakesburg defeating Clark 68-41. Fremont Mills 65-42 over Nishnabotna. Harlan squeaks by Denison Schleswig 54-52. Logan Magnolia beats Arweva 49-27. Nottoway Valley was a big winner over Corning 59-32. TJ Bauer of Nottoway Valley had 17 points and 15 rebounds, a double-double there to lead the way, and he played a good defensive effort as well. Ogden 52-39 over Coon Rapids Bayard. Orion Maxburg 52-21 over Iowa Christian Academy. It was Riverside dumping Underwood by a score of 60-55. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 70-41. Trainer beat Griswold 61-30. It was Cole Chapin leading the way with 22 points for the Cardinals. Tri-Center 65-37 over Audubon. Villisca beats South Page 67-37. Wayne of Corydon 61-43 over I-35 of Truro. And it was Woodward Academy over Guthrie Center 58-52. That's high school basketball scores for you from last night. Moving on to some notes for you from the college basketball world. A game played up at Hilton Coliseum in Ames last night. Iowa State raced away to a 48-27 lead at the half and cruised to an 86-76 win over Iowa in Hilton Coliseum. Royce White led the Cyclones with 17 points, and Scott Christofferson broke out of his shooting slump with 16 points.
You know, I saw it with Scotty in practice yesterday and shoot around today. You could just see it in his face that he was going to come out here and have a good game. He was very focused. He's been staying after, coming early and getting up a ton of shots. And for him tonight, his arc looked better, his shoulders were more relaxed, and he just went up and trusted his stroke. And that's what you have to do as a shooter.
That's Iowa State head coach Fred Hoiberg, who says it was good to see him break out.
You need a night like he had tonight to get the doubt out of your mind. And he goes out there and hits a couple. And, you know, I'm very proud of Scott, how he just kept it together, kept his composure, and went out there and played tonight.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawks played hard but not well enough on the defensive end to make a game of it.
Our ability to guard ball screens continues to be an issue. Our transition defense wasn't what it should be. And, you know, it was 11-11, and we were trading baskets. Then all of a sudden they go on a run. We didn't quick shoot the ball as much. We did it, I think, twice. But our defense, I mean, you can't go on the road and give them 59.5 in the first half and expect to win.
McCaffrey says the Hawks did play better, though, in the second half.
We were fighting ball screens. We were getting over. We were staying matched. The press was good to us. We ran our offense with precision. We got great shots. Even when we didn't score, we got great shots. We got back, and we made a heck of a run at it. And I think that's, you know, that's something to be proud of. But we can't have that 5-minute stretch in the first half that really cost us the game.
Roy, Devin Marble led Iowa with 21 points as the Hawks drop to 5-5 now on the season. Iowa State with the win improves to 7-3. Carly Jensen slammed 19 kills and Victoria Hurt added 15 to give Iowa State a 4-set win over Minnesota in an NCAA regional semifinal in the volleyball tournament. The Cyclones survived a 4-set that featured 15 ties and won by game scores of 18-25, 25-23, 25-15, and 31-29 at Minnesota Sports Pavilion. Iowa State will face Florida State in Saturday's 8:30 p.m. regional final in Minneapolis, played at the same location there. The winner of that match will qualify for the NCAA championships next week in San Antonio, the Final Four of volleyball. It's the second time in Iowa State's history that the Cyclones have reached the regional finals. In football action last night, Jordan Johnson threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for another as Montana routed Northern Iowa 48-10 to advance to the semifinals of the football championship subdivision playoffs. 4-seeded Montana will next face the Montana State Sam Houston State winner. 5th-seeded Northern Iowa got on the board first when Terrell Rennie connected with Jared Herring on a 27-yard touchdown pass, but it was all Grizzlies after that. Jordan finished with 196 yards passing and 86 yards rushing in the contest, and the Grizzlies jumped out to a 28-10 lead at halftime, and it was much more of the same in the second half as Johnson connected with Sam Gratton on scoring tosses of 8 and 25 yards, and Donnie Lazowski returned an interception 35 yards for a touchdown to round out the scoring in that one. In college basketball last night and the rest of the top 25 action, there was just one game played. And it was pick your poison for Ryder Friday night against number 12 Florida, and most of the time they chose wrong. The Gators used a strong inside presence of center Patrick Young in the first half, and then turned to their outside shooting in the final 20 minutes to pull away for a 90-69 victory at the Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena. Kenny Boynton scored 18 of his 26 points in the second half to lead Florida. In the NHL, it was Washington 4-2 over Toronto, Buffalo 2-1 over Florida in overtime, Winnipeg 4-2 over Carolina, and it was Edmonton topping Colorado 4-1. In college football action here today, it'll be the annual Army-Navy contest. That gets underway here later on this morning. And then also in top 25 college basketball play, a couple of good games on the slate today as number 1 Kentucky will be on the road at Indiana for a 4:15 tip time. At 2:15 this afternoon, it's number 2 Ohio State traveling into the fog to take on number 13 Kansas, and that one's being televised on ESPN. At 7 o'clock this evening, it's number 3 Syracuse hosting George Washington. Number 4 Louisville will host Fairleigh Dickinson. It was number 5 Duke hosting Washington. North Carolina, the 6th-ranked team in the country, will be playing host to Long Beach State today. Number 8 Xavier was hosting Cincinnati, and number 10 Missouri will be playing host to Navy. That's just some of the top 25 action. Also, number 17 Creighton, they're on the road at St. Joseph's for 11 o'clock tip-off here this morning. And in college football news, Ohio State has hired Iowa State assistant Tom Herman as its new offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, the same position he held at Iowa State, but will now be moving to Ohio State under Coach Urban Meyer. Athletic Director Gene Smith confirmed the hiring on Friday. Herman is a 35-year-old coach and favors a spread attack, also the preferred offense of Meyer. Herman would be the first confirmed member of Meyer's new staff. Herman also coached at Rice before coming to Iowa State. Smith said Herman would remain with Iowa State and coach the Cyclones in the New Era Pinstripe Bowl coming up against Rutgers on December 30th before leaving the program and then starting his duties with Ohio State. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJN this morning. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.